Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Yeah, Going Greyhounds at 13 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Michael Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales with us. Mick, morning.
Good morning, Kev. How are you this morning, mate?
Mate, very well, and still stunned about what happened last night at the Meadows, in particular to poor old Seneki, but we'll get to that in a moment. I guess we get stuck into it with the Top Gun Stayers, firstly. What would you like to tell us about that?
Mate, absolutely. Top Gun Stayers, from a New South Wales perspective, we ended up finishing 1-2 in a race that had its own drama, but success in the end went to Blue Moon Rising, trained by John and Minnie Finn, and Minnie's joining us on the line now. Congratulations, Minnie.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks very much.
Mate, Minnie, you obviously weren't there. You had dogs at Wentworth Park. I hear you actually watched the race from the kennel block. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I had three runners at Wentworth Park. So I was only a couple of minutes before the race, so yeah, I watched it in the kennel block.
I guess when he got that check going through the catching pen, you must have thought that was the end of the section for Blue Moon Rising.
Yeah, I did. He was going for an inside run underneath Tornado Tears, and it closed, and he got a bad check there, and I thought, yeah, that was the end of it. But he's such a good chaser, he picked himself up and kept coming.
You basically nailed it there, the fact that he is such a good chaser. Didn't deter him, steadied again, and then when they did jam a bit on that top turn, he just swooped around and he was off and gone.
Yeah, that's right. Up near the 600, they jammed up again and he used his head and went around them that time and shot to the lead and just held on. But no, we were very happy.
It's obviously not his first Group 1. He obviously won the Group 1, the Fanta Bale Stayers down there earlier in the year and finished second in the Top Gun behind Tornado Tears last time around. There really seems to be, the Sydney Cup performances since his little brother and sister, or Felice Nero and Poco Dorado, have both been out. He's really stepped up for you guys.
Yeah, no, since his sisters have been sidelined, he has stepped up to the mark and 12 months down the track, he's going probably as good as he's ever gone. And touch wood, he's been an injury-free dog and he can keep going.
Absolutely. Minnie, obviously, that's been fairly well documented. John's had some health problems, was in hospital for quite a while. How's he travelling now?
Yeah, I've had him home. I signed him out 3 weeks ago. I went to the hospital, they put him in rehab and he said, if you don't sign me out, I'll be in a box in no time. So told the doctors I'm taking him home. They said, you can't, it's too big a risk. And I said, oh, well, his frame of mind, it's up to him and he wants to go home. So it's been a big job, 24/7. You've got to watch him like having a newborn baby. But he is coming along super.
Yeah, no, that's good. He must be getting some thrills too out of performances like last night and the rest of the team, I guess.
Yeah, now he's at home, he can watch him on the TV, and his eyesight's not real good at the moment, really, with everything that's going on and whatever. And actually this morning he said to me, you can train a dog, you are a good nurse, and you are a good physio. So he's coming good.
Hey, there you go. That's a pretty good wrap.
Yeah, so we're all happy today.
Does he still give the instructions about when to run, when to trial, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, no. Since he's been back to normal now, he's been telling me what to do. I was stuck when he was on life support thinking, oh, what can I do? But before he had the big operation, he told me what to do and he said, keep going. And I have.
No, that's fantastic. It's great to hear that he is on the mend, Minnie, and the team's doing the right thing as well. Blue Moon Rising now, he'd head for the Bold Trees, I would imagine.
We're not too sure yet. We're tossing up whether to go there or go to the Duck Day race. But we're just going to see how he comes home or pulls up, whatever. But I'd probably say the Bold Trees. John's leaning towards Duck Day. I'm trying to convince him to go back to Melbourne. Yeah.
And your brother took him down and be coming back today, is that the case?
Yeah, he should be home shortly. He took him down. He goes travelling with me interstate every time I race, and he's actually handled the dog a lot when he raced, and he knows what we do and how it's all done. So he's been terrific. He done a really good job last night.
Always a team effort in this sport with family members, that's for sure. Minnie, congratulations on last night. And as I said, from the industry, I know everyone wishes a speedy recovery for John and all the best for you guys and all the best for the feature races coming up.
No worries. Thanks very much. Bye.
Kev, there was Minnie Finn. Minnie and John, fantastic training team, and it's good to hear that John is on the road to recovery and that things are getting back to normal slowly at their place.
Yeah, she was emotional there at times, as you would be. So good on her for coming on and sharing with us, and a nice result for them last night. So, do you want to get to the Top Gun, the sprinters, the Feral Frankie, the Saneki, the drama?
Yeah. I think we probably deserve to have a listen to it. There was so much drama involved. And for those that were, like yourself, on Saneki, you can get to relive it again, Kev.
Thank you.
And Saneki began okay, way fast there. Black Opium on the inside. It's a great charge for Rigabert and Shimmer Shine going fast. Bit of a jam the first turn. Saneki came down and going to the back straight and get it. Gizmo the leader. Got to the back straight about 2.5 to 3 clear. Feral Frankie second, followed by Whiskey Riders third. They were followed then by Black Opium. Next the outside, Good Odds Arata, followed by Shimmer Shine, and well back for Rigabert coming up to the turn. Get It Gizmo the leader, leads the Top Gun, feel for home clear, and Get It Gizmo's going to win the race by about 2.5 to 3. Feral Frankie, Whiskey Riot third, and then came Good Odds Arata, Black Opium. They were followed then by Shimmer Shine, and then came for Rigabert, and setting in early trouble tails them in, and the time is around 30 and 11.
Best news about that, if you're on Seneca, is the fact that he got up and came again. Just extraordinary. The carnage at the first turn was amazing.
I think Ronnie Hawkswell there described it as a bit of a jam on the first turn. Anyone that watched it would realise a bit more than a bit of a jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much six of the eight got put out of play, or five of the eight, I guess. Whiskey Riot was checked, but then came again. But, Feral Frankie and Get It Gizmo were the two slowest out of the boxes. And when they all jammed up on the first turn, left a bit of space on the rail, and both Get It Gizmo and Feral Frankie went through. Feral Frankie then got checked again by Whiskey Riot, but Get It Gizmo was off and gone. And as we saw through that Million Dollar Chase series, a quality dog won his semi-final in brilliant fashion at Wentworth Park, doing the same thing leading most of the way. And was far from disgraced in the final, $1 million chase, running third. So quality dog. It was a really hot field. It's just a shame that there was an incident on that first turn, because it would have been really nice to see exactly what would have happened had they all got round there safely.
Yeah, that's the caper though, isn't it, with greyhound racing? You never can tell when they get bunched up in the corners there. Get It Gizmo paid $12 on the tote. The first four was $2,000, so not too many punters would have had those four as their selections.
I know I certainly didn't.
No.
I don't think you did either.
No.
but the good part is there's always a race meeting on the next day.
There certainly is. So that was the Tab Top Gun, the Tab Top Gun Stayers. Fantastic stuff at the Meadows. Let's come back locally here. And Wendy last night, Jodie Lord, the star of Treble, including unveiling a star of the future, possibly.
Yeah, absolutely. The three winners for Jodie and her husband Andy were Electric Silk, Spooky Vision, who we've known a bit about. There's another dog called Zipping Chia, who, or Sia, I think it's actually pronounced, had come up from Victoria, has only been at their place for about a month, had one start at Wentworth Park and was unlucky, didn't have a lot of luck at all in the run, but then stepped out last night, stepped to the front and ran 29.55, which is free-for-all sort of time. Fantastic performance and obviously a very handy future for this dog. The Lords, they campaign dogs all around the state, and they're having a lot of success at the moment, and good luck to them.
And what about Jimmy Casey? That was pretty good, wasn't it? Some win.
It was a good win. Jimmy Casey, again, a dog that we know has ability, has quality. Went around as a roughie in the final of the $1 million chase, but one of eight dogs to get there. So clearly has plenty of ability. Jimmy Casey went round at Wentworth Park last night, got the cash there. Trainer Peter Carr actually explained after that Jack Smith, who trains Feral Frankie, actually offered to take Jimmy Casey down to Melbourne with Feral Frankie just to give him a run in the Melbourne Cup preludes. But at the moment, Peter's looking at maybe bypassing the Melbourne Cup and actually looking at the Megastar at Dapto. The heats of that will be held in early December. And it's a $75,000 Group 1 final held a week later. So yeah, that's looking like it's the target at the moment for Peter Carr with Jimmy Casey.
And talk us through what happened at Richmond on Friday.
Hey, it was a great night at Richmond on Friday night. It's they've got their 10,000 to the winner maiden series, and a lot of dogs having their first start. They've been kept in cotton wool, had some good trials, and a lot of them stepped out on Friday night. And there were some interesting results, some good results. The five heat winners were Rock Solid, Aristocat, Zipping Brady, Zipping Donato, and the fastest of the night was Landmore Cutie, who clocked 30 and 95. So the final of that event will be held next Friday, and it should be a quality event. They also had the GRNSW Middle Distance Series event on Friday night. And Mrs. M Grand, certainly a stayer that's in great form. They won at Wentworth Park, breaking 42, two runs back, then won the Nowra Gold Cup last Monday night. Then steps out in a middle distance, you know, not a preferred distance over the 600, much better over the 7. Jumped to the lead, was then overtaken by a couple of arrivals, then charged home again late to grab the victory in the shadows of the post. It was a fantastic performance. Dog is really going well, and I know that trainer Luke as a party is contemplating, and I'm pretty sure he will now take Mrs. M Grand down for the Bold Trice, which again will be held during the Melbourne Cup Carnival later this month, Kev.
And we have Richmond on again this afternoon as well. Gary Clark is our man. First there of 11 coming up at 5:58. Gary in the whip around, giving us his best bets at about 25 past 11. So that's Richmond. During the week, I had a couple of days off when a lot of drama happened with Dapto. And a neighbour said to me, he said, "What's going on with Dapto? It's closed down." I said, "What? Dapto dogs?" I didn't know anything about it. They did race, of course, on Thursday night. But what's going on? What's the latest?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised you had a couple of days off, Kev. It never used to be the case.
No. I didn't tell anybody.
But Dapto, as you said, Dapto's iconic. Had there been dramas at Bulleye or Nowra, it certainly wouldn't have had the same ripple effect through mainstream media as what it did with Dapto. On Wednesday morning, the club actually announced that they were going to cease operations immediately. Problems with a funding agreement that GRNSW and all 15 TAB clubs have been working towards, which is basically a three-year agreement about future funding to guarantee funding for those clubs over the next 3 years. Dapto hadn't agreed to sign it, and as such, they decided that they would just shut the gate. GRNSW CEO Tony Mestrov basically headed straight to Dapto to have a chat with participants and trainers. And the following day, on Thursday, the matter was taken to New South Wales Supreme Court to allow GRNSW's administrator, who was appointed, access to the venue so that they would be able to at least run the race meeting that night. That access was granted late in the afternoon. Staff were able to get onto the track, make sure the track was in good condition to race, and the meeting went ahead. It was, I think, put back two or three races. It went about an hour late, but 10 race card went ahead. The crowd was, you know, a fantastic crowd by all reports. The locals that were there that you're talking to would say, you know, we haven't seen a crowd this big for a long time. Everyone was happy. A lot of first timers there. It hasn't finished as yet, though, Kev. It's scheduled to be back in Supreme Court tomorrow, and we'll see more will unfold then. But look, yeah, as our CEO Tony Mestrov has said, we want greyhound racing at Dapto. That's the bottom line. We want to look after participants, local participants down there, and that's still the intention, still the plan. And as I said, more will unfold tomorrow after the Supreme Court hearing.
Dear, oh dear. Okay. So drama continues there. Let's finish up with a good news story here. The adoption day you had yesterday at Campbelltown, how well did that go off?
These adoption days, you know, quite often are well patronised. This one was no exception. It was held out at the Pet Barn facility out at Campbelltown. And, yeah, a stack of people turned up. Some wanting to adopt, some wanting to foster, some just to come down to pat an animal, some just to find out a bit more information about greyhounds and then go away, think about whether perhaps a greyhound is the pet for them. It was, as I said, there was a lot of people that did turn up. Quite a few dogs were rehomed, which is obviously the aim of these days. And quite a few people asked a lot of questions, went away, and have now, lodged interest, and we're looking at helping them find the ideal dog for their situation. So all in all, as you said, Kev, another feel-good story. Great day was had, and keep your eyes and ears open for the next one. It won't be too far away. But if you are interested in a greyhound as a pet, head to their website. It's www.gapgapnsw.com.au.
Nicely done, Mick. Thank you for that. Look, if you missed the show this morning, make sure you get the podcast. It'll be up. You hear the interview with Minnie Finn and also with the harness racing with Freddie as well, and more of both shows tomorrow morning. So, Mick Cowley, thank you, mate. We'll catch up with you soon.
Look forward to it, Kev. Thanks for your time, mate.